goodness of God, and I want to thank them young ones to come up here singing. If y'all from Miss Joan, y'all for working with them. Means a lot to them, and you know what? A lot of them in the Bible, the young ones were praising God one day, and they said, shut them up, just hush them up. You know, don't shut them up, the rocks will cry out. I like to see them praise the Lord, don't you? Amen. Got your Bibles turned with you, Isaiah chapter number 9. Thank you for coming. May the Lord richly bless you. I've been already blessed to already be here in the house of the Lord. I also said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. In fact, we have to humble ourselves, become like a little child. Get before the Lord. I'm sure through the years, been several times I've preached from this passage of Scripture, but the Lord has been on my heart for days now, and I want to try to share it with you. Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 9 and 10 says, for unto us a child is born, and us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of the government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon this king and upon his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. Even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Sometimes people will say, well, how's all this going to come to pass? How did all this come to pass, some of it? The zeal of the Lord. He's promised it. He'll perform it. And us a child is born, and a son is given. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful just for another opportunity to share your word this morning. We pray your blessings upon it. Ask you to hide us behind the cross, because we don't want nothing preach anything other than the wonderful Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and uplift and glorify him. Bless now this time together, and may your word have free course and accomplish. The zeal of the Lord will compass this morning in the hearts and lives of that you know needs doing this morning. I pray that it wasn't one leaver today, Lord, lost, undone without you. And I pray it stir all of our hearts as believers and Christians to walk closer to thee in this day and hour we live in today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We'll be praying Brother Billy and him. He's preaching over in Funiac this morning, so he'll be remembering Brother Billy and him as they over there. Isaiah chapter 9, and verse number 6 says, unto us a child is born, a son's given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Names should be called Wonderful. Any wonder? Any wonderful? Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. They can say what they want to say, but there really won't be any peace. You got some in your heart. I'm talking about worldwide. Until the Prince of Peace comes. But I'm glad we can have it in our hearts. We can have a peace that passeth all understanding. We have joy that's unspeakable. We have that that's full of glory. And it's all from the Lord. All from him. But I'm glad there's a child born. Don't you notice that part of this first verse? The two parts of this first verse, first of all, is a child born and a son given. Well, you see the human and the divine in this passage of Scripture. Sure do. See it. Amen. Yes. Unto us, and here what I like too, it's unto us. A child is born. You say, why didn't he say unto us a son is born? He's always been. But he born a child. Took on him nature of man. You know why he came? To come on him part of the shame. He came this world. He was God, but also he was man. Now, listen, don't ask me to explain all this, but just believe it. It's so. But he's God, manifesting the flesh. You can see here. But he said, as a child was born, and it's unto us. And what I want God's really laying on my heart this morning that we need to see is a fact. And I'm asking a question to begin this service. And begin this message, has there been a child born for you? And if this child is born for you, then you have believed it by faith and received it by faith, the child that was born, then you have been born again too. But if he hasn't been born to you, and you can't say the child is born unto me, unto us, unto me, individual, yourself, then I'm afraid you are lost this morning. If you haven't been born again, but this child was born in this world, his name is called Jesus, and he came in this world to save sinners. The Bible said his name should be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Another verse says, it's Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. This child has been born. If you believe that he's born to you, you can be born again and have a new life. Thank God in Christ Jesus, all things will be passed away and all things will become new. I'm so glad this child was born where I could be born again. Yes, sir. You know, the first time I inherited the old Adamic nature, we did. Our first Adam, the first Adam, was called our father. Listen, he's ahead of all human race and this human flesh and body. But I'm so glad we got another one that's come. The last Adam or the second Adam, born as a child. Listen, born as a child into this world that you and I could believe and receive him and be born again and have a new life. Thank God in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a new creation. I'm glad the Bible said in Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He's a new creature. It's an altogether new thing. It's a new life. It's a new creation. It's a new world. Thank God for the new birth. And it's all because we had a child born into this world. Thank God. And Lord prepared the way. I'm so glad. Know how to have the sacrifices that had in the Old Testament time. They were looking forward toward the birth and the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking back, it's already been finished. We don't have to have no earthly priest. We don't have to have, listen, no earthly sacrifices. It's been made in this child that was, listen, born into this world. A child is born unto us. Is he born to you? Is he yours? He's not still in that manger. He was born, laid in a manger, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. And listen, he weren't born in a palace neither. He weren't born in the rich house. He weren't born in the White House. He weren't born in the other. He was born in this, and there was no room for him even in the inn. He laid him in a manger. I think about that sometimes when I'm out around animals. I do. Sometimes he'll talk to me.
while I'm there. But he was born in this world as a child. But I like this next part of this verse. Not only was a child born, but a son was given. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God gave us his Son. His Son was given. I want to say, thank God, it's a gift. The gift of his Son. God gave his Son to us. He's born in this world as a child, and God gave us his Son. It's always been, thank God. Oh yes, hallelujah. Ever thought about it? What? Listen, in the beginning. Jesus didn't just start in the manger. He's always been. Hallelujah. And he gave him to us, a gift. Unto us. Can I say this? Have you received him as a gift? Do you know he's been given unto you? Can you claim him as your own? Has he been given unto us? Have you received him? And then I want to say something else. If you accept this gift, I'll tell you the first thing you want to do, glory to God, give yourself to him. He's given his Son to us. He's born to the child in this world. And as God's only begotten Son, he gave him to us. The first thing I got born again I wanted to do was give myself. I said, hey, I didn't know all these verses in here, but I knew one thing. He gave himself for me. I wanted to give myself unto him. He's been my Lord ever since. You know what? If we get rid of self and quit wondering about self-interest, self-life, and begin to say, Lord, what you want me to do? You gave yourself to me. God gave us his Son freely. Well, I only had one son. The Lord took him home with him. But I'm going to tell you something. You know what the Bible said in Romans 5? God spared not his own Son. How shall he not freely with him give us all things? Tell you something. I never did see anybody that I would count that I would want to give my son up for, and let him die in their stead. I didn't. No. But you know what God did? And here's the secret about it. While we ungodly, God didn't look down and say, if you get to be a pretty good old boy, if you quit your sinning and you quit your old life and you turn and change and do all things right and be good and all this, I will do something for you. I'll give my son for you. He didn't say that. You know what he said? He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give my life for you. No matter what's going on, he said, I'll give my life for you. He gave his son. So if the devil tries to tell you, you got to wait, you get all to a certain place and certain positions, a certain stage, before God will accept you, he's telling you the truth. You know that song we sing, Just As I Am, with that one plea they were singing at the night I walked down an aisle and got at the altar? He'll take you just as you are. You won't stay like you are, but he'll take you like you are. Aren't you glad? Oh, glory to God. He said, the Son's been given. I gave you my Son. I'll give him to you, him. The Lord Jesus Christ. A child has been born and a son given. A son given gift. Can't earn him. Can't get good enough for him. Read Romans 5 sometime. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we was ungodly, Christ died for us. While we was without strength, Christ what? Died for us. God gave him to us. He sure did. Well, I must move on. I guess go on about the gift of God. But a government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. He's a wonder of wonders. And he is wonderful. Amen. You look at this passage of Scripture and you see what he's wonderful of. He's wonderful. God's wonderful, marvelous grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. You'll never find anything that'll match him. People searching, they looking, trying to find happiness and peace and trying to find something to fill the longing of their soul, the longing of their heart, but there's absolutely nothing to compare with this wonderful person I'm talking to you about this morning. Hallelujah. If all people, and then I'm not talking about the ones that, I'm not just talking about the ones that don't even believe the Lord came and don't even want to see a scene up nowhere. And I'm not talking about all them. If they could get the truth, they'd have a seat, they'd want it too. But I'm talking about a lot of people that go through all these other things. We go through at Christmas, still don't know the Lord. If they could just find him and knew him and knew the wonder, the marvelous, and the peace that he brings forth. What a Savior. God said, you had a child born, and you got a son given to you, and he's wonderful in his gift. I mentioned that he's wonderful, amen, in possessing him. What is that? Unto us. Unto us. He's mine. He's yours. You know what's amazing about God? He can be your personal Savior, and he can be my personal Savior. Hundreds, thousands, millions. All at the same time. That's a great God, isn't it? So you can try to put him in the cap somewhere or another and put him in a box. You're not going to do that. He's everywhere. He's God. He's marvelous. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. I want to say something else. He's wonderful in his counsel. Look at his next thing, in his counselor. You know where you need to get counseling? I ain't no counselor. I might help you a little bit, but I'm going to be pointing you over this book. But you got all kinds of different counselors. But you know where you get your counsel from? From God. Matter of fact, the Lord reminded me of something Old Testament. Old. You remember one of them kings? I can't remember the name of it. Some of your brothers might have helped me out. You know what they did? One of them, he took counsel from them young men. Young ones. Was it Jeroboam? Who was it? Anyway, it was one of them. It's in there. I ain't going to pin down myself which one it was, but I'm going to tell you something. He didn't take counsel of the wise men, the old wise men. They'd been there. They had his spirits, and they knew what was going on. And you know what he did? Got him in trouble. And you know what will happen every time we don't take counsel from God? Gets you in trouble. You're going to be in trouble down the road, I can guarantee you. You know where we need to get our counsel from? From God. Amen. On and on and on through this book you'll find. Even the counsel of God. Did you know they even counsel together? God said, let us make man in our image. God said, let us. There was a great counsel of God. And God's a wonder can counsel you and counsel me. He can comfort us, console us, and direct us, and lead us, and guide us, and let us know what's best for our lives. I don't know anybody else I'd rather get counsel from than get it from God. I saw in counsel, me and my wife had 50-something years. We never did have to go to marriage counsel, and I'm not knocking marriage counselors. But if that book right there, if we align up with that, that's some good counsel. Good counsel. You hear some people say, I've heard people say, well, we never had no disagreements. No, I don't believe that. I don't come here with that. You had some, I'm pretty sure. We did. We worked them out. And that needs to be done in every aspect of life. You may have to agree to disagree sometime. But you need counsel from God. What does God say about it? What's the Word say? Well, this wonderful Savior, this Lord, this child that was born, this son that was given, I'm going to tell you something. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. You say, well, I don't hear him say nothing. Get that book out and let him and see if he won't say it. Huh?
Amen.
Get that book out and see if he won't say something to you. But he's a wonderful counselor. Then the Bible said the next, he's a mighty God. He's wonderful in his power. He's mighty. Well, he said, all powers give me both in heaven and in what?
Earth.
He's mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. He is God manifest in the flesh. Listen, some people can't call him God, but he's God. He's not just a prophet. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld this glory, the only begotten of the Father. He's God manifest in the flesh. He's the Almighty God. That's what he is. Prophet can't save you. Just a good man can't save you. God gave himself. Mighty God. He's wonderful. In his power. Amen. He sure is. Yes, he is. Now this blows some people's mind right here. Everlasting Father. Amen. You said you believe that? Sure do. Right there in the book. Isn't it? He is an everlasting Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad you all you are. Everything you are. Oh, thank you, Lord. He said he's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. You said you mean this child that was born. You talking about this child that was born and this son that was given. That's him. That's the reason he saved you. That's the reason he can forgive your sins.
Amen.
You see, they didn't think he had sins. You know, one time he was healing someone, he said, thy sin be forgiven thee. He said, which is easy to say, thy sin be forgiven thee, arise, take up thy bed and walk. None of it hard for him. He's mighty God. He's everlasting Father. You know what? Not just the Father. You say, well, why is he? I'm going to say what did come on my heart when I was looking at this about being the everlasting Father. Who was our first father? Adam. Born in this world. That's why we die. That's why his body's decay. Man sinned. Adam was our earthly father. Back it on up. That's where we all came from. Well, why is Jesus called our everlasting Father? Needed another one, didn't we? Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, he's our everlasting Father. He is our Father. I needed another one, and I got him, thank God. And he's from everlasting to everlasting. He had never ceased to be my Father. He's always been my Father through eternity.
Amen.
Glory to God. Don't you rejoice in the fact, listen, a child's been born and a son's been given. He's wonderful in his, listen, he's wonderful in everything that he does. He's wonderful in the past. Listen, he existed before he came into this world. He's wonderful in the present right now, and he'd be wonderful in the future. Hallelujah. He's coming again. He's wonderful in all his promises. You can count on him. It'll be just like he said it'd be. The zeal of the Lord will perform it. And he is wonderful in his counsel. He's wonderful as a mighty God. He's wonderful in everlasting Father. And he's a Prince of Peace. You want some peace? He can give you peace of heart now. World wants peace. It'll come when the Prince of Peace comes to set up his kingdom. But we're going to have war and trouble. Everything else. Until he does. Yeah, I was just sitting down and thinking about, why is man, why you people say, well, I don't know about all this man falling and living in sin. Listen, you just look around. You ain't got to, look what men, they just kill one another, destroy one another, wicked and hearts vile and on. I mean, just some things you will never even believe you hear and see on the news, hear and read it in the paper, whatever, what man is doing to one another. Wicked and vile. That's why Jesus said, you're your father the devil. But I'm glad to have another father. His name is my Jesus. And he's my everlasting one. Glory to God. Won't need another. I'm his son. You see? I accepted his child. That was born in this world. I got born again. Amen. I accepted his son that was given to me. I become a son of the Lord, of God. Hey, that's the only way you can get to be one. Hey, my brother. I'm son of God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I'm so glad. He's my counselor. He's a good one too. He's my comforter. He sure is. Amen. I've been having to ask him to comfort me a good bit. But I find him to be there. There to hit me. Sure is. I was saying to Carol a few days before she passed away, I said to her, How you taking this so good? How you looking at death so reality and so much faith and confidence? You know what she told me? She said, you've been preparing me for 43 years. I've been listening to you preach. That's why she told me some things that she did. If you believe what you've been preaching, you can do this. You can do that. But you know, it really got a hold of my heart this morning. She was more prepared for where she's going than I was to let her go. That's the truth. She's more prepared. Make that crossing than I was prepared to let her make it and to deal with it after she's gone. So I've been having to ask the Lord to help me, Lord. Help me. If I help prepare her, Lord, I weren't preparing myself for this. But God's helping me. And he'll help you. Because he is our everlasting Father. He is our counselor. He is our comforter. He is our hope. And he is our strength. But I'm going to tell you something. The word of God does prepare us. It does. For whatever we have to face, it will prepare us. Amen. You want some counsel? Get it from him. Amen. Get it from the Lord. One of these days we'll take time to look up all that places where they counseled and didn't take counsel. And when they didn't, They got in trouble. Got in trouble. You think he gonna do something on your own? Get that idea. Let it be God. Let him direct you. Let him give you wisdom. But I'm gonna tell you something. God's counsel is wise. It's powerful, it's strong, and it's always right. Always. Not some of the time. Not part of the time. He's always right. He'll help you. He'll counsel you. He'll comfort you. And he won't lead you wrong. He won't lead you astray. Amen. You know what the Bible said, don't you? Galatians 5:16. This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not what? Fulfill the lust of what? The flesh. That's why we need to walk in the Spirit, be led of the Spirit, guided of the Spirit, and let God comfort us and lead us and guide us. Because we need his wisdom, we need his knowledge, we need his wonder. He's a wonder and a wonder, thank God. And I'll tell you, when you get to falling in love with him, he's a wonder to your own soul. In your own heart, in your own life. He's precious. He is. Lord, just me and you here. He'll come. He'll comfort. Lord, need some directions. He'll come. He'll help you. Yes, he will. I got to ask you this question one more time before we close. Have you received this child that's been given? Is he yours? Have you received this son that's been born? Or given this world the son, the child born, and the son given? Have you received him? Have you received him? Don't leave here this morning. If you don't know, you're under the shadow of a doubt. Yes, Lord. If I hadn't, I want to receive you. Lord, you gave him. I can have him. And he can be mine. And when you get him, there'll be just as much left of him for somebody else as he ever was before. Why? Because he's a mighty God. Because he's everlasting Father. If you just knew. You know, I love my Lord. You know what? When he made the world and created it, nobody furnished him no material. You know what he did? He spoke it into existence. Let there be. And it was. Folks, we got God too much on a level with us. But he's mighty. He's everlasting. He's God. You know, they know nothing that could have held him on that cross. It wasn't no spikes. When they came at him that night to arrest him, whom seek ye? Just his word spoken. He willingly went with them. That's right, he was obedient. He went with them. He did it for you. And he did it for me. He went on the cross. If you be the Son of God, come down, save thyself and us. The devil said to him, if you the Son, turn this bread into stone. He just kept saying, it's written. It's written. You see, he used the same thing against the devil in the wilderness that he used in the creation. What was it? Word. Word. The Word. The Word. What do you and I need to use? The Word. The Word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. Child born, son given. He be yours. Would you stand with me this morning? If he is, rejoice in it. Hallelujah.